Welcome back to Chicago Jazz Revealed. I'm Mike Jeffers, publisher of Chicago Jazz Magazine, and I'm sitting here with Maya Carmeli from the Consul of Public Affairs for the Consulate General of Israel to the Midwest. And we're going to talk about this exciting festival you have coming up. Now, it already kicked off by the time this show's airing, but there are about 10, 12 more days of the fest. It's called the Israeli Jazz and World Music Festival in Chicago, second annual. And welcome, Maya. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Thank you for coming here, Mike. It's great to be here. It's great to talk to you. And we are very excited.
Well, it is. It's a fun festival. And when I first heard about this a couple of weeks ago, I had seen some of the performances listed. And then when I found out that it was part of an overall festival, it really got me intrigued. And I'm like, geez, we got to have you on the show to talk a little bit about this. So how did this whole festival come about? Now, it came about last year. It kicked off last year. This second year, it looks like you've doubled your performances and venues, and you've really got a stellar lineup here. So how did the festival come together? I guess last year would be the first year. How did the whole idea come about?
Good question. First of all, that's true. Last year was the first ever Israeli jazz music festival here in Chicago. And this year is the first ever Israeli jazz and world music festival here in Chicago. We expanded to include world music this year. And, you know, it's true, Mike. You did hear about some of the shows. You probably even recognize some of the names. We have world-renowned musicians for jazz and world coming from Israel. And a lot of them have come to Chicago before and performed in different venues in Chicago before. But last year we have decided to try and just wrap it all in one big bow, one big festival, and present it to the people of Chicago to really showcase the different diversity and versatility we have coming out of Israel. Mm-hmm. And this year, I'm very, very happy to say that we're doubled. Last year we had 5 artists. This year we have 9. Last year we had 6 shows. This year we have 11, almost double. So it's really, really exciting, and we're really, really looking forward to all of the evenings.
Now, you know, talking about the musicians, now I know a lot of these musicians, when we start talking about them, our listeners are going to be familiar with many of them. Now, are all of these musicians based out of Israel, or are they from Israel and they've moved to the States, or is there kind of a combination, or was this specifically, you know, these are the people that are based out of Israel to bring them over to showcase?
So first of all of the musicians are Israelis.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, musicians, usually they don't have a home base anymore.
Right.
They travel all the
right.
time. So many of them do travel a lot around the United States. A lot of them are based in Chicago, in New York right now.
Okay.
And so they're coming here to Chicago from tours around the States. Some of them came specially for this festival and continue touring afterwards in other places. For example, Matan Klein is coming specifically for Chicago and a Midwest tour. And Idan Reichel is doing his tour and he's coming especially from Israel. Mika Carney, which was performed yesterday, has came especially from Israel as well.
Okay.
So we have musicians that are traveling and coming from Israel or from the United States.
So it's interesting to me because I don't know of many other festivals that, you know, that do something like this, specifically being able to showcase people from Israel or, you know, from any country. I don't know that many festivals, you know, in Chicago that are able to do that. What was the concept behind it? Was that it, that you wanted to showcase things or just get the diversity happening and, you know, into all of the different clubs to really get the names out there more?
So first of all, I want to, maybe I'll retract a little bit and just kind of say what's so unique about Israeli jazz and
yeah.
world music. You know, the main thing that Israel actually has in common with the United States, we're an immigrant country. We had people mm-hmm. coming from different places and bringing their own influences. So Israeli music, Israeli jazz and world music, there is no one kind of Israeli jazz, one kind of Israeli world music. It's all influences of East meeting West. It's a crossroad of cultures and of music. And the different, and if you look at the lineup, like you mm-hmm. said, we had a very different artist that all kind of showcase completely different their Israel element in their music.
Yep.
So we have the diversity of different artists. And the main reason about bringing this festival here is we know they're good artists. We know how different they are. We know that everybody can find a different artist or concert they will like. And by showcasing them all in one festival, you really allow people to, first of all, experience a concert or experience more than one and seeing different things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there is, like I said, a lot of them has been here before. Many of the venues that are part of this festival have had some Israeli musicians, some of them the same as here before. But by having it as a festival, we're able to really celebrate the differences and the different culture.
I'm glad you brought that up, because when you really think about it, you're right. I mean, with the Israeli jazz sound, it is all world influenced. And when you look over the lineup, and let's just talk about a couple of the musicians on here. Well, I guess why don't we actually talk about the musician that's going to be performing tomorrow night, Matan Klein. And he's coming to a very interesting spot to hear jazz. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Matan Klein is performing tomorrow, and he's actually performing also on Friday. So you'll have two different chances to catch him here in Chicago. The first show that will be tomorrow is actually in Bet Shalom Bnei Zaken. It's the Ethiopian Hebrew congregation of Rabbi Funye, and it's in 6601 South Kidzi. So Matan is going to perform there. They're going to have a small reception before that, and he's going to perform. It's going to be a community event there. People from different communities around the area are going to come there, and there is going to be probably some collaboration also with the choir of there. So
that should
very,
be pretty interesting.
Unique.
Yeah, that should
yeah.
be. And we should also say that I believe that performance is free, right, to the
yes,
public?
Yes, that
open
that
to
performance.
The public?
That's true. Thank you. I hate
my
to
audience
to
likes
say that.
Free. My
yes.
audience likes free.
So yeah, the concert is free, and Matan Klein is actually there coming as a quartet. So there comes with a vocalist and of course Matan who is playing with the flute, and it's a great group that is actually he's changing his kind of concert depending on the place that it is.
Mm-hmm.
So the concert on Thursday, tomorrow, is going to be completely different than the concert on Friday that's going to take place in Temple Shalom in Lakeview. So you have two different locations and two different shows with the same artists that will be changed completely.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, just for our audience, and we're going to take a listen to a track from Matan here in a second, but I wanted to bring up, just looking over what Matan's done in the past, and obviously he's a world-renowned artist now. He's performed at Carnegie Hall. He's done performances at Kennedy Center, all over the world, actually. So this is actually quite an opportunity, and I guess that's why I love the way this festival is laid out, too, is that it's not on the stage downtown with thousands and thousands of people. This actually allows you to be fairly intimate with the artist, not only enabling you to talk to them after the show probably and meet them and greet them, but also just hear the music in a very intimate way, and especially in these unique settings that you're going to have tomorrow night. Now,
what allowed us, really, because we have more shows this year, we were able to really spread it around, and that was one of the key things.
Yeah.
We tried to spread it around the city to have it more accessible to people. No matter where you live, you'll be able to catch a show, a lot of them are free, and be able to experience the music.
Well, I think this is just great. So why don't we steer everybody over your website, and I'll spell it out, is isra.il/jazzfest. Right? That's the
ISRA.LI.
LI. Sorry. See, I'm glad
jazzfest.
You're here to correct me. Yes. ISRA.LI/jazzfest. Or you would love for them to go to your Facebook page, which is Israel in Chicago on Facebook.
Yeah, we recruited our Facebook for the festival, so you can catch different videos every day and more information about that.
So tons of updates. Friend them, like them on Facebook, so you can keep up to date with all the goings on. Because this festival is not just ending after 2 days. This festival actually goes until May 17th. So you've got a lot of performances and a lot of things to keep yourself up to date on. So check that out on Facebook, Israel in Chicago. And why don't we hear a tune from Matt Klein's quartet, and then we'll come back here a little bit more on Chicago Jazz Revealed, 90.9 FM, WDCB, and ChicagoJazz.com. All right, we're back here at Chicago Jazz Revealed, and I'm here with Maya Carmeli, the Consul for Public Affairs from the Consulate General of Israel to the Midwest. And we are talking about this great festival, the Israeli Jazz and World Music Festival, the second annual. And we've missed a couple of shows by the time this show airs, but I wanted to find out more about these venues because I know what goes into planning a festival and I know what goes into organizing artists and travel schedules and all of that. And it seems to me you're not exactly in the festival building business at this with your job.
No, not.
But
not
now you are. Now you are. And you've got, it says, 8 artists in 9 venues with 11 shows. And the venues that you are using, I think, are very interesting. We talked about the temple. You've got the Auditorium Theater. You've got the City Winery. You've got the Old Town School of Folk. Then, of course, you've got the Green Mill Jazz Club. And you've also got the Cultural Center. And there was a performance at Daily Plaza. I guess my first question is, how did you come up with the idea to go to all of these venues? And why did you select these venues?
Okay, so first of all, let me.
I know
start.
There's a lot there. I know.
Yeah, it's a long story. I'll sum it up. Like you said, it's the second year, and we were very lucky to team up with great venues last year. We were able to bring the shows last year to City Winery, to Old Town, to Green Mill, like you said, to the Cultural Center, and all those places had Israeli musicians before. So they knew what they're getting into.
Now, did you just call them up and say, here's what we're thinking of doing. We're starting a festival. Would you be willing if we brought an artist in? I mean, is that how it got started? Or did you go to these venues and say, this would be perfect for the festival? I mean, do you get out and about and check things out before the fest?
So first of all, a lot of them, like I said, we had connection with because okay. We knew about them bringing Israeli musicians before. We helped mm-hmm. promote them before. We're just proud of every Israeli performs their festival or not.
Sure.
But yes, first of all, when you're mentioning it, we have a great staff here in the consulate. I have my cultural director, Michelle Higgins. Mm-hmm. We have our press officer, Rini Schreiber, and a great team of people who all got recruited to try and get the festival to as many places
And this is a lot of stuff that you guys don't do, right? I mean, with yeah. what you normally day by day do. I mean, the fact that you could coordinate all of this is extraordinary.
So for us, it was, first of all, this is one of the fun parts of our work.
Yeah.
You know, you make a festival, you have to go to see the shows and you get paid for it. It's a very difficult job.
It's terrible.
Somebody's
terrible.
Got to do it, you know. But like I said, we were very, very lucky. A lot of the venues, when we called them up and we said, look, we're thinking about having an Israeli jazz festival. What do you think? And a lot of them just said immediately, yes, why not? Let's try it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
We knew it will be good. We know how great the artists are, but we didn't know how warmly it will be received here, like how people will love the festival, will attend all the shows. And the day after the first festival ended, we already start planning the next year. So this year, you said City Winery. You didn't say there are 2 nights in City Winery. You said
right.
Green Mill. You
right.
didn't say there are 2 nights in Green Mill.
I know.
And you said Cultural Center. And again, 2 nights in Cultural
yeah.
Center. So we do have, we are very, very lucky to have all those venues. They're really music establishment here in Chicago. I mean, for us, the fact that they are partnering with us, it's really a privilege. I believe that it's a great collaboration. And the greatest thing about it is, first of all, not only they're on board, they're excited about it as much as we are. And it is the fact that they're all spread throughout the city allows us to reach different audiences and really be able to have as many Chicagoans enjoying the Israeli music.
Yeah, and we should mention, too, because there's a lot of free performances.
Yes.
At different clubs, they can obviously get tons of information, up to date information on your Facebook page, Israel in Chicago. And if they like that or friend you on Facebook, you guys are going to keep things up to date with videos. You're going to keep things up to date with photos and announcements and everything leading up to the fest. The website is isra.org. li/jazzfest. So if you want to go directly to the website, but I think you mentioned too, Maya, that there's a lot of information on Facebook and it's constantly updated. So that'll really give you an idea, and you can find out where all the free performances are.
Definitely.
Now, you know, we're talking about the different venues. I know that the city of Chicago is involved a little bit with this. Is that because you're at the cultural center, or is there a little bit more background on that too?
Yeah, so first of all, as you know, first of all, the city of Chicago has great music programs. Chicago is such a great music city. And for us, first of all, to bring a music festival to Chicago sounds very ambitious. You have such great talents. It's not like you're bringing music to Chicago and it's a place nobody knows. You really have to bring exceptional musicians, and you have to bring great acts of music. So in order to not compete, but in order to really be right for the city. So the city of Chicago, it's true, they have great shows that they perform in the cultural center. Our first show, actually, which initiated on Tuesday, yesterday, Mika Carney and Jamin Production were in Daily Plaza, and then the cultural center, we had a free show forever once to come. This was our opening, the launch of our jazz festival actually took place in the cultural center. We also have another show on Tuesday with Ro Tregev, and she's a great avant-garde flutist, and it's really, really unique, different kind of jazz. So yeah, we were very, very lucky again to partner with the city. They're great there. They really, really like music, and they were able to help us out with bringing great shows and making them available. And I think this is the great thing about having the cultural center as a venue.
You know, I agree, and we should mention that. Why don't you talk a little bit about that Tuesday group, May 13th. It's at 6 p.m. It's a free show at the Cultural Center.
It's
6:30 p.m. at the Cultural Center. Now, what, tell me a little bit about the group. What's the name of the group?
Re'ut Regev, Our Time. This is a trio, and Re'ut is a flutist. She's an avant-garde, very hip, very fresh kind of music. I really believe it's, this goes back to the fact that we said we have people who have been here before and people who are Chicago in a way. And then we have newcomers. We have Re'ut, which is coming to Chicago. I believe she's bringing a fresh sound, and it will be a completely different show, and people will be able to enjoy it.
Well, it sounds really interesting. And just kind of looking over her bio, I mean, she includes Latin, klezmer, rock, blues, contemporary, jazz, classical, improvised music. I mean, she's covering the whole gamut, and you're going to be able to see her 6:30 p.m. at the Cultural Center on Tuesday, May 13th. Why don't we hear a track from her, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about the fest and finish things out.
Sounds good.
Great. Okay. Why don't we take a listen to, I'm going to let you...
Re'ut Regev, Our Time.
Here on Chicago Jazz Revealed, 90.9 FM, WDCB, chicagojazz.com. We have talked a lot about some of the artists. We've talked a lot about some of the venues, but I know there's more, so we're going to cover that. But I think what's making this even more interesting, there's all these different layers I'm finding out. I'm so glad we're talking about this. You're not just doing the festival and bringing it to all the different communities and offering free shows to include as many people as possible in the Chicagoland area, but you're also bringing some of the artists to schools in the area to do clinics, to do master classes, talk to students. Tell me a little bit about that concept and how it all became.
Oh, thank you very much for bringing that, Mike. I don't want to miss up on that. I have to say, again, the idea of doing the festival was to reach out as many people as possible. And the whole festival, I mean, it wouldn't have been possible without the support of everyone here in the consulate, especially our consul general, Roy Gilad, which really believed in the project. And all of our team really tried to see how we can make it even better, not just have people coming to shows, which is great, but try to reach out to more audience and also get to kids. And we have Nitza Gilad, which is a program organizer, and she helped us get some of the musicians to some of the schools here. So we have musicians going to Herzl School in North Longdale. We have Dulles School. We have the Parker School. We have different schools and different kids that will be able to enjoy different artists, because remember, we're having Each of the schools get a different artist, so they'll right. get a different experience. But this is a way for us, for the artists, to be able to not only showcase or perform in school, but really create some kind of a dialogue with the kids. And we're very, very excited about this part of this connection, the Chicago connection we're making through music.
Well, you know, I think it's really interesting, too, because, I mean, what are the chances that some of these kids would even be exposed to some of this style of music? I mean, some of the artists you're bringing in, they would never even think about, you know, researching or finding out, and they would probably never be exposed at home. So, I mean, I think it's just a fantastic element to the overall festival. And I know I don't want to jump ahead and I don't want to think about 2015, but I think that's an element that I could see you guys probably expanding even more in 2015, because I have to imagine the schools are just thrilled that you're bringing the artists.
Yeah, that's a beautiful part, you know, because music is a language. You can communicate. Kids, even if you don't know the language, you're able to communicate through music. And every school we approach, just, you know, we're so excited about the opportunity of exposing kids for something. You can expose them to a completely different culture without leaving the school. So it was a great collaboration with all those schools, and I definitely hope we can do more and more activities such as this.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great element to the entire festival. I wish some of these other festivals in town would maybe, you know, take a lead and do some of those things too, because, I mean, what an advantage living in Chicago, like what you mentioned, and the diversity with all the music and such a high level of music. And speaking of high level of music and living in Chicago, we have all these venues that you're at. And I have to ask you, you're going to have a performance at the Old Town School May 14th, and then you have a performance at the Auditorium Theater May 15th, and then you're at the Green Mill Jazz Club May 16th and 17th. I mean, there are so many different venues that you're incorporating here. So let's talk a little bit about, I know we've talked about the City Winery, we've talked about the Cultural Center, we've talked about the Temple. Why don't we talk a little bit about the Old Town School? And I think that's one of my favorite venues in town to hear music, because it's still a theater setting, but it's intimate enough that you can really feel the music and be incorporated. And the group that you're going to have there just looks really interesting. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
So Hadar Nerberg Trio, that is going to perform in the Old Town School of Music, is actually our only returning musician from last year. Last year she performed in the Cultural Center, and her show was so captivating. She's a great musician. She's young. She's really, you know, she draws you in. She tells you a story with her music. And when we were at a Cultural Center concert, you could just see how she reaches people through the music. And this year, again, we partnered with Old Town School of Music with Matteo there and had Hadar come and perform in Old Town. They have a great series there. Every Wednesday they're bringing different artists from different places around mm-hmm. the world. And I think that Hadar will be a great addition to this series. And we're very excited about this.
We should also mention, just to, you know, while we're talking about Hadar, that's a free show at the Old Town School.
Yeah.
And now there are not a lot of free shows at the Old Town School of Folk. So if you've never experienced the theater at the Old Town School of Folk and you want to take a chance and head over there, even if you don't know much about Hadar's music, it's probably going to be very impressive when you hear it. But the setting it's going to be in and the fact that it's free, it just allows for so many more people, as you mentioned, to come in and enjoy the music and enjoy the experience.
I agree. And, you know, we're partnering with the Old Town, like other places throughout the year. We had many other artists there. And I agree with you. I think it's a great way to explore different cultures and enjoy the music.
Now, the group that you have on the 15th, which is going to be completely different venue, that's for sure. And I love the Auditorium Theater for different reasons. It's actually, and you could correct me if you know, I think it's one of the most acoustically sound theaters in the entire world, definitely in the States. And I've heard live music there, a lot of different groups, and the sound is wonderful, and the Auditorium Theater is wonderful, and it's so easy to get to. But you've got a very interesting project there on the 15th, starting at 7:30.
Yeah, Idan Reichel project is actually, if we discussed before about people who's been to Chicago before, Idan Reichel, in the last couple of years, he performed in the Old Town School of Music with a different group, with Touré, which is a completely different group.
Mm-hmm.
And in City Winery last year, he has been two nights. So it's only natural that this year he will grow to the Auditorium Theater.
Yeah.
And I mean, Idan Reichel is coming with the whole project. He has a great group. This is like, I can say he's the top, or one of the top, world music musicians coming from Israel. The last year, actually, his songs were the top of the charts in Israel. And
so he's like the top pop artist in Israel, basically, right?
And he's really world-renowned. He travels all the time throughout the world. He's going to be actually in one of the schools as well. And his group is so unique because of the fact he has he's usually traveling with 6 or 7 musicians. Different people sing, different people, they have different kind of influences from Caribbean to Ethiopian to different languages that are incorporated in the songs, from Amharic to Spanish. It's amazing. It's a real adventure to go to his show. And if any of your listeners haven't seen him before, I highly recommend catching it. It's a real treat.
Well, that sounds incredible, actually. And the fact that you've got, and we're going to touch on one more artist, and then we're going to talk a little bit about how you decided to choose these artists, because, you know, there's got to be hundreds of musicians that you could have chosen to come into the fest, and maybe there's a process. But for more information, they should always head over to the Facebook page, Israel in Chicago, and like you and find you and friend you and all that good stuff on Facebook. I'm not that old, but, you know, I don't know what the hip terms are here on Facebook. So find, friend, like. Israel in Chicago. Also, you have a website, isra.li/jazzfest. So you can get all the information on both. But, of course, the Facebook page is going to be updated regularly throughout the entire festival. And before we move on to a couple of last questions I have, why don't we talk a little bit about Anat Cohen coming into the jazz or to the Green Mill on May 16th and 17th. Now, she was just at the Logan Center in the fall, and I know that she had rave reviews, and it's going to be a treat to actually hear her in a small venue like the Green Mill, because I know you're going to be able to feel that energy right off the stage, and I know she has a lot of energy.
Yeah, that's true. So Anat is, I would go as far as saying that it's like a second home for her here in Chicago. She has been in the Logan Center just recently, and she has performed in many other venues here in Chicago. She's an amazing jazz musician, and it is going to be really, really unique to have her in the Green Mill. It's definitely was an experience to try to get her to the Green Mill, because it's so small and she's used to filling bigger spaces.
Big concert areas,
but this is what's going to make it so unique. She's there for 2 nights. She's there for Friday and Saturday in the Green Mill. And I think that the interesting thing, if you mention Anat, let me go on to her brother.
Yeah, that's going to be my next, we're going to talk about him next, so go ahead.
So Anat Cohen has been here many times, and I think that many of the people who like jazz here in Chicago probably know her name. They're no stranger to her music. And Anat actually has 2 talented brothers that they used to perform also together. She has Avishai and Yuval. And this year we also had the privilege of having Avishai Cohen Trio perform in the City Winery. He's going to perform there on Sunday. It's a great Mother's Day
event. Sure.
Take your mother.
8 p.m. Monday, 8 p.m. Mother's Day night.
Yes, exactly. And Avishai Cohen has performed in Chicago before, but this is the first time he's debuting as a headliner in City Winery. And he's a very, very talented jazz musician. And
he's a trumpet player.
Yes, he's a trumpeter, and we're very, very happy to have him as part of our festival, because this is the first time that he's really going to carry as a headliner. He has in other places before, but Chicago is going to have the debut in City Winery. He's in the last couple of years, he's been growing and growing, and now it will be a pleasure to see him here.
Well, I think all of our listeners should get out to hear Avishai, because I've heard his music, and you'll be there. I've heard his music. I'm going to try to get over there as well. So that's at 8 p.m. at City Winery. Of course, Anat Cohen, the quartet, is 9 o'clock on Friday, 8 o'clock on Saturday at the Green Mill. And we've got all these other great artists. Have we missed anybody, or did we cover everybody on the fest? We've got a lot to cover.
We missed the ones that already passed, Mika Carney in the Cultural Center in Karen Ann, because they were already performed.
Well,
we could
only tell them how good they were.
But I can tell you, I can definitely tell you that Karen Ann is a returning artist. She's been performing. She performed in City Winery before, and I'm pretty sure she'll she'll come again. So if you missed her this festival, you can catch her another time. And I'll answer another question you asked.
Yes.
You didn't notice I didn't answer, so I owe you an answer. You asked me how did we get those.
That was going to be my next question. So see, you're on top of it.
I didn't know if you forgot, so.
No. Yeah,
I like this question so much. I didn't want us to miss on it. You know, the best thing about the part of choosing the artists and bringing the artists was the fact that all those great venues I was talking to you about, they were the one who were partnering and they were the one who chose the artists to perform there.
Oh, okay.
So I think the great thing is because Israel jazz and world has such a wide spectrum of different diversity of different artists and different musicians, every venue was able to find the artist and the musician that is the best for their audience.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to get this great lineup. And I feel like I shouldn't, you know, give ourselves compliments, but those are really exceptional musicians, night after night in different venues. It's going to be a tough choice for your listeners to decide where to go. I suggest just
go to all of them.
Go to all of them.
Well, and they can get more information. One more plug here for Facebook, Israel in Chicago, where everything is updated. And, of course, the website is isra.li/jazzfest. And thanks again, Maya.
Thank you very much, Mike. It was a pleasure.
It was great having you, and I'm glad we learned so much about the fest. And everybody,
and I'll see you in the concerts.
Absolutely. Get out and enjoy it. For our last tune, let's take a listen to Avishai Cohen. He and his trio are going to be performing at City Winery May 11th. The name of the tune is Get Blue. The name of the album is Trevian 2, and it's here on Chicago Jazz Revealed, 90.9 FM, WDCB.